She and Parker would be engaged soon. The headlights lit her from behind, casting her shadow on the sidewalk in front of her. Great. She was going to get busted. She turned and lifted her hand to shield her face, the glare of the headlights blinding her momentarily. Trepidation shot through her as the van stopped. A shiver raced up her spine. She was being silly. She was in Chesapeake Harbor, for goodness sake. Nothing bad ever happened in Chesapeake Harbor. A man stepped out of the van, and instinct bade her to run, her internal warning flaring red hot. The man moved toward her, and despite the shelter of her hometown, she heeded her instincts, turning to run. Whoever he was, she could face them with Parker at her side. She was only a half mile from the park. Heavy footfalls echoed after her. He was chasing her. Panic flashed. Something was wrong. Very wrong. As the man closed in on her, she hollered, "Parker!" Praying maybe, just maybe. Parker hadn't made it to the park yet and would hear her. The man called her a name that made her ears burn. Who was he? Certainly no one she knew. Tears beaded in her eyes as she ran as fast as her slender legs would carry her, racing for Parker and safety. A thick hand clamped down on her shoulder, another wrapping around her throat. She kicked and screamed, but the man only tightened his grip. A nasty odor enveloped her face, a cloth smothering her nose and mouth. She blinked, and everything went black. Chapter 1. Luke extricated himself from the vehicle to find shattered convoy debris littering the ground. Ibade had blown up the convoy. It didn't make any sense. He covered his face with his shirt as smoke billowed into the air, sirens wailing dimly over the ringing in his ears. The ringing grew louder. His phone. Coughing, he pulled it from his jeans pocket and answered,
"Yes?" "I'm assuming you survived what I just learned was a convoy explosion." "Yes, but I don't understand. Why would Ibade blow up his own scientist?"
He realized the reason before Malcolm answered.
"It appears they found a replacement with Badan." "Any idea where he is?"
Luke asked.
"No, but that's not the worst of it. What happened?"
What had they missed?
"Fort Detrick was transporting a supply of anthrax to the CDC, and it was just hijacked. The guards are dead, and the truck carrying somewhere in the neighborhood of 6 ounces of anthrax is gone." "Why didn't we know about that transfer?" "We did, but we didn't consider it a target."
He was so sick of being given only bits of intel when there was a far bigger game at play. His frustration with Malcolm soared.
"And you can't find the truck?"
Surely helicopters were searching, but why hadn't he been notified about the anthrax transport? If only he'd known. Of course Ibade would go for the anthrax. Dr. Kamel's transport was just another diversion. Ibade had been feeding them false intel. Righteous anger flared hotter than the flames dancing 100 yards from him as fire trucks converged on what remained of the convoy. He covered his free ear, trying to hear as Malcolm continued.
"We believe they must have switched vehicles somewhere undercover, but we're still looking."
His chest compressed. Both the bridge and Kamel's transfer were diversions. Ibade and his team had just outmaneuvered them. But how did he know to play them? Did he have a man on the inside, or had Ibade discovered their man on the inside and fed him false intel? Either way, Ibade and his crew now had 6 ounces of anthrax along with Dr. Badan. Luke fought the urge to stagger backward. Instead, he leaned against his car, which was still warm from the blaze that had engulfed it only moments ago. It was mind-numbing to think the convoy explosion and the bombing attempt on the Bay Bridge were nothing compared to what anthrax could do. A few grams were deadly, and Ibade now had 6 ounces in his control. Luke swallowed. He couldn't even begin to fathom the level of destruction Ibade could cause, or what deployment method he was planning. This case had just shifted gears, and the ramifications were terrifying.
"We need to bring in the FBI. I'm sure they've already been alerted to the hijacked anthrax." "Yes, I'll make sure the case is directed to Declan Gray, as he's already somewhat looped in. Looks like you'll be reunited with your old friends after all. Guess we're going